Welcome back. She is a reality TV star who's become a household name. You've seen her face plastered in all the latest fashion magazines, tabloid magazines as well. From a messy and very public divorce to a very popular E! Network show, Keeping Up with Kardashians. But now Kim Kardashian seems to be trying to remodel her image and is zeroing in on Wall Street. She's become a major shareholder in a public company called Boldface, which is a celebrity beauty licensing company. Kim joins me now along with Boldface CEO Nicole Astoya. And Kim, it's good to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us as well. We should tell our audience that normally at, 4:43 in the afternoon, we do not see this kind of a crowd here at the New York Stock Exchange, but for some reason, a lot of traders stuck around, so thank you.
Well, thank you everyone for sticking around.
Good to have you very much. So let's talk first about the company. What are you trying to do?
Well, I think it's been a huge goal of mine and my sister's to launch a beauty, our own color cosmetics line. You know, we have our clothing, beauty, fashion, that's what we're all really into. So it's, we were looking for the right partnership, the right time, and Boldface is exactly what we were looking for.
And Nicole, you know, Boldface is a very small company and about one-tenth of the typical size of the company that we often talk about on this network, certainly on this program. So what has Kim meant to your company, aside from enabling it to be mentioned here on the show and on CNBC?
Well, she absolutely brings the social media power. And I think, you know, we're on the tip of the new way that celebrity licensing is happening. It's not just people slapping their name on something. They're looking for somebody to help them bring out their true inner brand.